Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Golden Valley Electric Association plans to build a solar energy array in South Fairbanks. GVEA Vice President and General Counsel John Burns rolled out the project in a presentation to the State House Energy Committee Tuesday.
Panels have been ordered. We're waiting for spring to start the process, and we're hopeful to have this up and in our system, integrated into our system in October of 2018.
Burns says the three-acre array to be located off Van Horn Road will produce half a megawatt at maximum, enough to power about 50 homes. He described it as an experiment in light of growing interest in solar.
We're just trying to see how it will affect, be integrated into our system. And independents have expressed the potential for, you know, other arrays built elsewhere.
Burns noted that it will add another renewable energy source to the GVEA grid, which with existing wind and hydro can already meet up to 20% of peak demand with renewables. An Australian adventurer attempting a solo ski traverse of the Brooks Range has been rescued. Andrew Locke was picked up by a North Slope Borough search and rescue helicopter crew yesterday afternoon. A trooper report says the 56-year-old Locke used a satellite phone to call for help after falling through ice northeast of Arctic Village. They say Locke reported being unable to dry out and warm up. Locke abandoned an attempt on the Brooks Range traverse with a partner last winter due to extreme cold and gear failures. U.S. Interior Department's second-in-command, Deputy Secretary David Bernhardt, met with department employees in Fairbanks yesterday as part of a three-stop Alaska visit. The afternoon session at the Nolwien Library was closed to the media and general public, but protesters gathered outside. About 40 people gathered outside the library to protest the recent opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain to oil development. The rally was led by Alaska Native activists, including Bernadette Dementev, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, which represents indigenous people of the refuge region. Dementev told ralliers the fight to prevent drilling continues.
It is frustrating that there's people making decisions about our homelands and about the future of our people without even involving us. So we're outside trying to make a statement, and that is to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, protect the Gwich'in way of life, and we will continue to move forward to protect the porcupine caribou herd.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy.
Development of the refuge has pitted some North Slope residents against one another, but Doreen Simmons, who grew up in Ukiavik, encouraged solidarity.
Not everybody on the slope is for opening the ANWR. There are many of us in Inupiat who stand with the Gwich'in because we love them too.
Deputy Secretary Bernhardt did not interact with the protesters in Fairbanks, but did speak to the North Slope Borough Assembly in Ukiavik Tuesday. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Bernhardt addressed managing the oil and gas leasing program in the refuge.
We want to hear your voice. We want to understand your issues. We have an opportunity to try and accommodate those issues that are of concern to you within our authority.
Bernhardt said the formal ANWR scoping process is expected to begin in the next few weeks. Besides Ukiavik and Fairbanks, the deputy secretary is also visiting Nome on his Alaska trip. A Bethel area village is blaming a city liquor store for deaths and other community problems. KYUK reports that the Napaskiak Tribal Council issued a resolution this week asking Governor Bill Walker to declare a state of emergency in the village due to an increase in alcohol-related deaths.
Death after death. And all due to alcohol.
Napaskiak Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says four community members have died due to ATV, boat, and snow machine DUI accidents since Bethel's liquor store opened in 2016. She says even school attendance has been affected by alcohol-related disturbances.
Something needs to be done. We can't take it anymore.
Williams says Napaskiak has used gaming revenue to hire four village public safety officers and employees for the village jail, but they need more. The Tribal Council's resolution calls for Bethel's liquor store to close, but Williams says there might also be ways to better regulate it, like generating a list of people barred from buying alcohol.
City and Tribe Council give names to State of Alaska to write on their state ID, no alcohol sale, because they're repeat offenders in the village. I know it can be done.
The governor's office has not yet responded to Napaskiak's resolution. I'm Dan Bross.